Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. One of this year's nominees for Best Foreign Language Film is not only about history, it changed history. Days of Glory is the story of the African troops who fought to liberate France from Nazi occupation, and that's their anthem playing there, Men of Africa. After the war, though, France was pretty stingy with the pensions it paid to them. Sometimes they only got a tenth of what the French soldiers did.
But after President Jacques Chirac screened the movie last September, he declared that the troops from France's former colonies would be paid the same pensions as their French peers. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates talked with the director, Rachid Bouchareb, about the film and the personal connection he had to it.
Growing up in France as a child of Algerian immigrants, Rachid Bouchareb looked in vain for evidence that some of France's revered World War II patriots were people that looked like him. Back then, the service of the men in his family and others like them was not publicly acknowledged.
When you actually look at the current history books and the ones that we grew up with, this chapter has been completely omitted.
Bouchareb decided it was a story that needed to be told. When he started the project, Bouchareb didn't have a lot to go on. There were very, very few official records of the Africans' military service. He had to find another way.
I
went and met dozens and dozens and dozens of veterans, went to Senegal, to North Africa, and also veterans who still live in France, and I got their oral history.
Bouchareb wove these personal stories together into Days of Glory, a film Los Angeles Times critic Kenneth Turan likened to a kind of North African Saving Private Ryan. It is a classic war movie, but it's also a film about honor, loyalty, and sense of self. The African troops' sense of self was under constant attack from French policy and some of their comrades. In a riveting moment, one of the film's central characters, Corporal Abdul Qadir, questions why only the white soldiers are being treated to fresh tomatoes.
Captain, with my French brothers, we fought under the same flag, on the same ground, against the same enemy. We must share tomatoes, too. As far as the Germans are concerned, we are also enemies. No difference.
Rachid Bouchareb says the tomato rebellion was about far more than a coveted snack.
I think
it was a great way to sort of symbolize the way they were exploited on one hand, but then not rewarded or considered equal to their French counterparts.
The African soldiers were not granted traditional leave. The troops were not promoted to leadership positions. Many didn't receive proper cold weather gear and suffered in the winter. Notice of that two-tiered treatment went beyond the African soldiers. In one scene, the troops are showered with a cascade of leaflets with an enticing offer from Germany.
You should know that you can cross to the German side where you'll be warmly welcomed and your life saved. Germany will give you freedom. The day of independence has come for Africa.
Yet the African soldiers elect to continue fighting for France. Viewers might well wonder why. Rachid Bouchareb.
Sometimes they decided because of their own conditions and they lived often in poverty or misery, they thought the army would be a way to elevate themselves and to live an adventure. They were young men, after all. So each one had different reasons for joining the war, for going to war for France.
But many didn't live to come home. The African soldiers were considered expendable and were often sent to the front lines first to reduce the casualties of the white troops that followed them. Thousands of African soldiers are buried on French soil. Those that did survive returned to the colonies or stayed in France to live on shamefully small pensions, sometimes one-tenth of the standard pension awarded white French veterans. The final scene of Days of Glory silently follows Abdul Qadir, gray-haired and frail, as he visits the graves of his slain comrades and then returns to a tiny one-room apartment. It's all he can afford on his African veteran's pension. Rachid Bouchareb hopes Days of Glory will make the children of the real-life Abdul Qadirs feel they have as much right as anyone to call themselves French.
The fact that now this has been popularized through a film but then became part of a huge discussion in France brings a sense of legitimacy to their place in France. No one had ever heard about these men, and so the fact that the story is out gives them a new sense of pride.
And, finally, gives their ancestors a place in French history. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.